Herzlich willkommen zur 50. Folge des LernXP, dem LernExplorer-Podcast. Das ist wirklich mal ein cooles KI-Tool, was für einen ersten Eindruck es hinterlassen hat bei mir. Und das wollte ich unbedingt direkt mit euch teilen. Nun ist dies ja sogar auch noch eine Jubiläumsfolge, also willkommen zur 50. Folge des LernExplorer-Podcasts. Und dieses Mal trefft ihr mich hier alleine, wobei nicht ganz alleine, denn am Ende kommt noch etwas anderes dazu. Im Moment posten relativ viele Leute über Notebook LM, ein neues Tool von Google, in dem man verschiedene Quellen hochladen kann und anschließend einen Dialog mit den Dateien, den Quellen, die man hochgeladen hat, führen kann. Aber das coolste Feature, wirklich, das kommt noch am Ende dieser Podcast-Folge, also wartet auf jeden Fall und haltet ein wenig aus. So, also erstmal die Basis-Features von Notebook LM. Also zum einen, es antwortet wirklich ziemlich präzise auf die Daten, die man hochgeladen hat und nutzt die sehr stark Quellenangaben, zu denen man auch direkt mit einem Klick hinspringen kann, direkt ins Dokument rein. Es erstellt direkt von Anfang an eine Zusammenfassung der Dateien und man kann bis zu 50 verschiedene Dateien hochladen innerhalb von einem Notizbereich. Und das lädt wirklich an zum erforschenden Lernen, weil man so nicht zwingend ein Dokument von vorne nach hinten lesen kann, sondern basierend auf seinen Fragestellungen Antworten aus dem Dokument bekommt. Das ist wirklich hilfreich. Ich habe mal exemplarisch eine Studie von Sarah Solly hochgeladen. Das ist eine Meta-Analyse zu informellen Lernprozessen. Und ich wollte mir dieses Dokument eh angucken für meinen nächsten Blogpost und wollte besser verstehen, welche Arten von informellen Lernen denn überhaupt darin betrachtet werden, welche konkreten Mehrwerte er herausgefunden hat. Und genau das habe ich als Fragen gestellt und ich habe wirklich sehr gute Antworten bekommen, die mich wirklich überzeugt haben. Und es hat mir wirklich gut geholfen, einen Eindruck davon zu bekommen, was die Studie abgedeckt hat, ohne die manchmal ja doch etwas schwierig zu lesenden Studien durchzulesen. Also aus meiner Sicht ein wirklich, wirklich hilfreiches Tool zur Recherche und zur Analyse, ob man sich vielleicht mit einer bestimmten Studie intensiver beschäftigen möchte oder mit einem langen Dokument. Ich habe auch von Ethan Molnick, der ja ein Buch zu Generative AI geschrieben hat, einen Post gelesen, der beschrieben hat, dass er sein ganzes Buch hochgeladen hat und richtig gute Antworten erhalten hat. Also etwas, was man sich wirklich, wirklich anschauen sollte. Aber die aus meiner Sicht wirklich beeindruckende Funktion und auch der Grund, warum ich diese Podcast-Folge dieses Mal alleine aufnehme, ist, man kann aus den Quellen, die man hochgeladen hat, eine Podcast-Folge erstellen lassen. Und das wirklich mit nur einem Klick, leider aktuell nur in englischer Sprache. Und man bekommt ein wirklich angenehm geführten Dialog, zwei Personen, die wirklich in den Dialog treten zu den Materialien, die man hochgeladen hat. Zu dieser Studie habe ich das mal gemacht. Wie gesagt, in 10 Minuten wird sehr kurzweilig die Studie zusammengefasst und beschrieben, was passiert ist. Und das ersetzt sicherlich nicht das Lesen der gesamten Studie, um die wirklich im Detail zu verstehen. Aber um eine gute erste Einschätzung zu bekommen, ob man diese Studie oder die Dokumente lesen möchte, ist das, glaube ich, eine wirklich gute Basis, die sehr einfach zugänglich ist aus meiner Sicht. Aber jetzt genug des Vorgeplänkels. Ich überlasse dann mal Notebook LM die Bühne und ich bin auch ganz, ganz gespannt zu sehen, wie ihr diese Podcast-Zusammenfassung von Notebook LM findet und welche Erfahrungen ihr selber mit dem Tool gemacht habt. Und damit Bühne frei.
Hey everyone, ready to unlock some serious learning superpowers at work?
I like it. What comes to mind when you think about learning at work?
Honestly, usually those yawn-inducing training videos.
Right, but what if I told you those might not be doing as much as you think?
Okay, now I'm intrigued. Spill the tea.
So get this. Studies suggest a whopping 80% of learning at work actually happens informally.
Wait, 80%? So all those aha moments I have, chatting with a coworker or figuring something out on my own, that's the real deal.
You got it. We're talking observation, trial and error, asking questions, all that good stuff. And lucky for us, there's some awesome research out there to help us unpack exactly how this informal learning magic happens.
Hit me with it.
We're diving deep into a 2017 study by Sarah Soley and his team. They analyzed literally hundreds of research papers on informal learning behaviors.
Hundreds. Okay, they weren't messing around.
Nope. And that's why their findings are so valuable. They give us the clearest picture yet of not just that informal learning is important, but how it works, who's primed for it, and how to make it thrive in the workplace.
All right, so let's break this down. We're not just talking about water cooler chit-chat leading to a brilliant idea, right? This is about the nitty-gritty of informal learning and why it matters.
Absolutely. And one of the first things that jumped out at me from this study was the role of personality. You'll probably relate to this. People who are naturally curious tend to be informal learning rock stars.
Okay, makes sense. We all know that one coworker who seems to soak up information like a sponge, but is it really just about being a certain type of person?
That's the thing. It's not enough to just be curious. You need a reason to learn. The study found that having a specific work-related motivation is key.
So I'm not just learning for the fun of it. I need to see how it benefits me in my role.
Exactly. If someone can connect the dots between learning this new skill and rocking that presentation or maybe even getting that promotion, they're way more likely to go for it, even informally.
Okay, that tracks. So you need that detective's curiosity, but also that go-getter ambition. But what about other factors like someone's age, how long they've been in their field? Heck, even their relationship status. Does any of that influence how someone learns informally?
It might surprise you, but yes. The research actually found subtle but statistically significant links between those demographic factors and how someone learns informally.
Hold on. Are you saying rushing to the altar will make me a better learner?
Uh-huh. Not quite. Correlation doesn't equal causation, right?
Right.
But these links do suggest that our life experiences and the support systems we build over time might play a small but interesting role in all of this.
Fascinating. So we've got personality, individual drive. Mm-hmm. But what about the elephant in the room, the workplace itself? Does the actual work environment influence how much informal learning is going on?
This is where it gets really interesting. The study found that the work environment is huge when it comes to fostering these informal learning behaviors. It's not just about an individual's desire to learn. It's about creating a space where that desire can actually catch fire.
All right, now we're talking. So it's not enough to just hire a bunch of curious people and hope for the best. We need to create the right conditions for them to thrive. Tell me more.
Think of it like planting a garden. You can have the most amazing seeds in the world, but if the soil's no good and they're starved for sunlight, they're not going to reach their full potential. The same goes for informal learning.
Okay, I'm hooked. So what makes up the soil and sunshine of a thriving informal learning environment?
The research points to three key ingredients: the nature of the job itself, the support systems in place, and whether there are actual opportunities to learn.
Okay, I'm ready to dig into each of these ingredients. Let's start with the job itself. What is it about certain roles that make informal learning thrive more than others?
Okay, so the job itself. Some jobs just seem to naturally lend themselves to more informal learning, right?
Absolutely. Think about it. If you're in a role where you're constantly having to problem solve or come up with creative solutions,
you're going to pick up new skills just by doing your job. Exactly. And that's exactly what the research found. Jobs that offer more autonomy.
Meaning I've got some freedom to call my own shots, try new things.
Yes. And crucially, having access to the information and resources you need to actually learn and grow. When those elements are in place, informal learning explodes.
It's like the difference between being thrown into the deep end with no floaties versus having a nice, comfy life vest and a helpful swim coach cheering you on.
I like that analogy. And that actually brings us perfectly to our next ingredient, the support systems.
Okay, so this is more than just having a work bestie to show you the ropes, right?
Right. This is about the entire organizational culture saying learning is important here. Mm-hmm. We're talking about leaders who encourage questions.
Even if those questions feel kind of dumb sometimes.
Especially then. It's about creating a space where people aren't terrified to make a mistake because they know it's all part of the process.
Because let's be honest, if you get penalized every time you try something new and it doesn't work out perfectly,
you're going to stop sticking your neck out.
Exactly. You're going to play it safe every single time. Okay, so we've got the right kind of job. We've got a supportive environment. What was that third ingredient again?
Opportunities.
Okay, but isn't that kind of a given? If someone wants to learn something new at work, they'll find a way. Right?
It seems obvious, but it's amazing how often we forget to actually create space for learning.
What do you mean?
Think about it. Your to-do list is a mile long. You're constantly bombarded with emails and messages.
You're just trying to keep your head above water.
What?
When do you have time to actually stop and learn something new?
Exactly. That's why it's so important for organizations to build in those opportunities. We're talking about manageable workloads, maybe a bit of breathing room in the schedule.
So people aren't so burned out that they can't even think about learning something new.
Exactly. You have to make time for it, both individually and as an organization.
Okay, so we've set the stage for an informal learning utopia. We've got the right jobs, the support, the time. But what's the return on investment on all of this? What's the payoff for organizations who actually get this right?
Oh, the payoff is huge. This study found some seriously awesome links between informal learning and things every company wants. Happier employees, more knowledge and skills, like duh, and even better job performance overall.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Better job performance. That's the dream. Break that down for me. How does informal learning actually impact those three things?
Let's start with the happy campers, the employees. Think about it. When you feel like you're always learning, growing, you're going to be way more engaged, right?
Right. Challenged in a good way.
Exactly. You feel valued.
Right.
Which does wonders for job satisfaction, commitment to the company, even a sense of security in your role, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's like I'm not just punching the clock here. I'm actually building something, even if it's just my own skill set.
100%. And then, of course, you've got the skills boost. That's kind of a given. But this study actually digs deeper into how to get the most out of those learning moments.
Oh, like some kind of informal learning hack.
Kind of. It really emphasizes active learning, seeking feedback, trying new things, taking a minute to reflect on what worked, what didn't. That's how you turn information into real, usable skills.
So it's not enough to just like accidentally learn something. You've got to be proactive about it.
Exactly. You got to use it or you lose it.
Right. Okay, and now for the grand finale, the thing every organization is chasing, that boost in job performance.
And this study delivers on that front. Across the board, informal learning was linked to people just doing their jobs better, more efficiently, more creatively, just generally more effectively.
No more, that's not my job mentality. I bet managers are eating this up. Who wouldn't want a more adaptable, skilled up team? And let's be real, probably saving the company some cash because they're not shelling out for tons of formal training programs.
Now you're getting it. Mm-hmm. It's about creating that learning culture and then letting people run with it, empowering them to own their growth.
I love it. Okay, so for our listeners out there thinking, this is all great, but how do I actually put this into practice? What are some key takeaways?
For employees, it's simple. Be more deliberate about learning. Ask those questions. Even the dumb ones, seek out feedback. Don't shy away from new challenges. And for goodness sake, give yourself a second to breathe and actually process what you're learning.
Love that. So much of this is about shifting from passive to active, right? Going from waiting for learning to come to you to actually seeking it out.
100%. And for leaders, it's about creating that fertile ground for informal learning to flourish. Open communication, space to experiment, recognizing those who take initiative, and making it clear that mistakes are part of the journey, not the end of the world.
Basically, making it clear that learning isn't just tolerated, it's celebrated. Well, this deep dive has been amazing. It's like we cracked the code on how to become a learning ninja at work. And the best part is, it's not about some crazy formula. It's about tapping into something we all have, that natural curiosity.
And giving it the space to work its magic.
Couldn't have said it better myself. A huge thank you to our expert for breaking this all down with us. And to our listeners, we hope you're feeling inspired to embrace your inner learner. Until next time, happy learning, everyone.